Jim keeps talking before you.
Go ahead.
Okay, we'll call to order the Wednesday, May 7th, 2025, Town of Curie Beach Historical Preservation Commission meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we excuse Jim Duggan.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item is the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
I make a motion to adopt the agenda as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item is adoption of the minutes, and we have a couple different minutes here. Looks like a couple drafts, and then we have a full transcript. Do we need to take them as a bunch, or do we have to do individually?
Just approve the minutes.
Okay, just approve the minutes. Are there any changes to the minutes that anybody wants to recommend?
I make a motion to adopt the minutes as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item is a legislative hearing. And let me go ahead and read this. The purpose of this hearing is to receive public comments on proposed text amendments to the design standards for the Curie Beach Downtown Preservation District. And we do have those. And just to make sure, do we have anybody here or on the phone?
Well, let's have a motion to open the hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a motion to open the hearing?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Hearing is now open. And so is there anybody in the public who would like to comment? Is there a legislative period of time we have to wait?
No,
I don't know. Jim's over there figuring something to jump on me on. So, okay.
You need to make a motion to close it.
Yeah, okay. Make a motion to close the hearing.
Okay, is there a second to the motion to close the hearing?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Can we get these up on screen?
Are we at the next order?
Yeah, the next item is old business, which now is consideration and action.
All right. If you got those amendments in front of you, or you can read them up on the screen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to walk through them real quickly. Page 104. We're essentially deleting the requirement for a special meeting and just having a hearing, which is what you just did. Tonight, well, the amendments go on to provide that you all will be making the changes, if any. If the buck stops with you, it doesn't go to council. Mm-hmm. The main changes begin to show up on page 3. Particularly with respect to 4.1 general standards, they're on separate pages, but I've got the current in black on page 2, and then the proposed changes in red on page 3. You'll notice on page 3 further down in subsection C that we clarify what a uniform roof is. It's uniform in terms of material and color. While we're at the little minor changes, I'll save that. We'll look at the last page in just a second. But go ahead and focus on 4.1A, and that's the recommended text, and see if that works for you all.
It works for fine. Is there any comments or questions or discussion related to this?
Well, I still have the word modern bothers me, because what's modern today, you know, is different than it was modern, you know, 20 years ago. So I am stuck with that word modern and how we would define what modern is.
Are you talking about the modernist architectural design statement?
District shall not be of modern or expression. Yes. I don't know that modern changes. So what's modern today in 20 years won't be.
When you have a term that's not defined, you can refer to the dictionary for that definition. That's how courts construct or interpret documents where the language is challenged. The definition in Webster's Merriam Dictionary for modern is of, relating to, or characteristic of the present or the immediate past. I think that that definition, which a court would accept as controlling the meaning of that word, is very helpful in this particular.
If I could jump in, there actually is a good point here. It was not meant to be modern, it should be modernist. Okay, because when we wrote this, we were referring to architectural designs, kind of schools. And elsewhere, when you look at this, it's called inappropriate modernist or expressionist architectural design. However, the term that you're referring to just says modern, and then says expressionistic. So I believe that it should, right after that, should be modernist, not modern. And that's a different meaning than modern.
How do you spell that?
IST, it is modern IST.
It's in 4.1, second paragraph.
And second paragraph, and also right below that, inappropriate modernist and expressionist architectural design. So it's referring to a style, not that it's modern.
Well, but it all comes back to modern. The definition for, well, that's modern.
No, it does. But elsewhere we don't use the word modern. We only use the word modern in one place. And I think that should be modernist.
Yeah, we go to great lengths in the second paragraph to kind of define that.
Jim, if we make changes, how does that work when we just had a hearing?
Yeah.
If it doesn't change the substance, you don't need another hearing. If it changes the substance, you do need another hearing.
So where is the modern?
Right here, see this? That should be modernist, because it's modernist there,
yeah,
and
okay,
modernist
okay.
there.
So modern was in there before.
Yeah,
that's
modern was in there before.
Right.
It just was accidentally put there. It doesn't change anything, but it should read modernist.
Yeah, you would think the second paragraph is a follow-on to the first.
Right.
Further defining what was said
before. And not only that, but the sentence right after that used the words modernist too.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, modernist and expressionist architectural design.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Member Galbraith is right. That should be not be of modernist or expressionist.
Point. Tell me exactly what point of the.
Okay, the point is after the.
Are we looking at subsection A?
Subsection A, right after the recommended amendments, it says the erection, alteration, restoration, and relocation of any exterior feature within the district shall not be of modernist or expressionistic design.
Which the second,
IST.
Yeah,
just add IST to modern. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, it right in the middle of the first paragraph.
The fourth black word.
That's a good point. I mean, is that?
Yeah, because you're
right about modern.
The second, the second
got hung up on that.
Yeah.
You know, the
it should be because it's an architectural school. It's a, mm-hmm. So anyway, that's all.
And the next paragraph is defining both of those terms.
Right. Right.
So.
So we're adding IST to the word modern.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
acceptable to me.
Tony, that gets.
I mean, is that okay? At least
yes.
It generates
yes.
Okay some of those issues. Okay.
That helps me a lot.
Okay.
And are we okay with the subsection C, what a uniform roof is, in terms of material and color, uniform in terms of material and color? Is that okay?
I'm fine, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you turn to page 4.3, and again, this was worded exactly as was discussed during the last meeting. Make sure you're comfortable with 4.3.
Yep, I'm fine. Okay, so is there any additional comments, discussion, questions related to these recommended changes?
I make a motion to approve based on that one change that we made, changing the term modern to modernistic.
Now just very carefully, we're approving, we're not recommending approval for this.
No,
we are approving. Okay, so
we're approving.
There's a motion to approve the proposed text amendment with the addition of IST on modern that we discussed. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Oh, Brittany. Second.
Brittany,
Brittany second. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Okay. Good, thank you.
Thank you. New business, is there any new business?
Nope.
I'll ask a question. Do we have anybody applying for anything that would require a COA?
Not that I'm aware of.
Nothing in the works?
Not that's technically coming in.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn? Brittany, come on.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Yep.
Okay, is there a second? Who else can we get down there?
Second.
Second, there all you right. go. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.